Today I'm going to show you one example of how to lend your crypto to earn passive income. Lending is different than staking, which we covered in a previous video, but they're similar. You are temporarily reassigning the right to use your assets to somebody else. In this case, a piece of computer code called a smart contract. What I'm about to show you will work for almost any crypto asset, but for our purposes today, we're going to use the stablecoin USDC, and we're going to do it on Aave.com. Aave is the largest lending and borrowing platform in the entire cryptocurrency space. They support assets on the Ethereum network, but every other EVM compatible chain as well. They have billions of dollars in assets locked on their platform, and they're considered to be an S-tier, very secure, decentralized financial product. The interface might look a little different if you're using a desktop, and I personally recommend you use the browser in your favorite mobile wallet to have a couple bucks ready, visit their site, and then click the Connect Wallet button. I say that because if you try to access this website and connect to it from like your mobile browser, Safari or Chrome, then you just might experience bugs or glitches. This is the smoothest experience. Once your wallet is connected, I want you to notice that it prompts you to supply or borrow. Today, we're going to talk about supplying. We are lending to Aave so that they can fulfill the business of connecting borrowers with our money. That's how they generate money, is they get people like us to put it up, and then other customers come to them to borrow it. And the reason they do this with Aave, or the reason you might want to do this with crypto instead of with like dollars at your bank, is because lending and borrowing dollars at the bank is kind of a ripoff. They pay you low rates or they charge you high rates because they have so much overhead. Physical money has a tremendous amount of overhead. Physical banks require a lot of human intermediaries that have to be paid, that have to make profit, that have to take breaks or get overtime money on Christmas. All of this is facilitated entirely by publicly auditable computer code, smart contracts. These are programs that can live on blockchains like Ethereum. This is one of the reasons Ethereum is so cool, is because not only can it be used for money the way Bitcoin was, it can be used to, we say, decentralize any kind of internet application. And in this case, the financial application of borrowing and lending. We're replacing human intermediaries like the employees who work at your bank with computers and codes that do those jobs faster, better. They can't lie to us. Now, with that out of the way, if you are going to supply, you next need to choose the network you're going to lend on. This tells me we are lending on the Ethereum network. This is the logo for Ethereum, but if I tap this drop down, I'll see a menu that prompts me to choose from a variety of different networks. For now, let's stick with the Ethereum core network because I want to show you something. If I choose Ethereum and scroll down, Aave will automatically detect what assets I have in my connected wallet that it provides lending services for. You can see a couple of things about this here. It'll show me my balance in the wallet. It'll show me the APY I can get for lending them this asset or this asset right here. Now, that's a pretty good APY. So I want you to go ahead and click the supply button with me and notice something. On the screen that opens, there's a place for me to enter the amount I want to supply. It'll show me the APY I'm earning, and it prompts me to supply. Oh, wait, what's the $9.21? What's this? This, my friends, is a gas fee. A gas fee is the fee that users like us pay to the people whose computers operate and maintain the blockchain, the actual record, or the smart contracts that facilitate this computer code. This is not a profit fee. This is not an extractive fee, but it is largely determined by the architecture and infrastructure of the network we are interacting with. Anytime you interact with the blockchain, you will pay a gas fee. One of the disadvantages of doing business on Ethereum is that gas fees are generally higher. I talk about why this is in another video, but for now, I just want you to notice this and know that we're going to mitigate it by backing out of this. We're going to go back to the top of Aave. We're going to click this little caret, and we're going to choose a different network. For the purpose of this example, I want you to choose the Base network. Well, hold on, Evan. I don't have assets on Base, and in fact, I don't even know how to tell what network my assets are on or how to swap assets between crypto networks. If that's you, don't fret, don't sweat. If you're watching on TikTok, you can tap the button on the bottom of the screen to access my Learn to Use Crypto playlist. And if you're not watching on TikTok, that's where you gotta go to get it. It will help you. recognize not only what networks your tokens are on, but teach you how to swap tokens between networks and all the advantages of doing it, okay? Then come back to this video and we'll proceed. Just like before, you're gonna scroll down and click supply below USDC. You may see a prompt to switch your network. If you are accessing this website from a crypto wallet browser, go ahead and click that. And then you're gonna input the amount of USDC you want to lend Aave from your available balance right here. You'll see the APY that you're getting, and oh baby, look at that gas fee, so much cheaper. If everything looks good, you're gonna click this button to approve USDC. This is a pre-transaction step that allows Aave to set up the transaction. Now, I do want to point something out, that they're asking permission to access all your USDC, and the wallet gives us a little warning that says they can withdraw it all. Be sure you trust them. This is an important moment to pause and say the crypto space has a lot of room to grow. You can set up custom authorizations, custom transactions, but most wallet apps, most DeFi interfaces, for convenience sake, shortcut things by doing this. And there are some people who are serious crypto users who will not use DeFi because they are concerned about this. Aave has as much skin in the game as you do, because if somebody malicious was to do something with your USDC, you know, that would be all over the news. It would tank their entire business. They have tens of billions of dollars riding on the line to make sure that this is okay. So I personally choose to trust them with some of my assets. I talk about it in other places. I don't want to delay the tutorial or belabor the point, but I do want you to be aware that, like, this is a risk you are taking when you authorize approval for Aave to use your USDC. If it looks good, click confirm. Next, you'll see a preview of the actual transaction where you send one USDC and you will receive one ABAS USDC. This is a collateral token. It is a receipt that Aave generates at the time of this transaction and sends to you, so that when you want to redeem your USDC later, they check to see that you have this slip, so that they can be sure to understand which assets are yours. It's like dropping off your shoes at a bowling alley and getting a little number ticket. You present the ticket, get your shoes back. You can do other DeFi things with this stuff, but that's for another video. If everything looks good here, you'll click confirm. And if the transaction goes through, you'll see this message. There are a variety of reasons you might see a little red X instead of a little green check. For example, maybe the internet connection gets disrupted, the transaction fails for another reason. That's not a cause for concern. You just simply try the transaction again. And if you want to review what actually happened in this transaction, this button here will take you to a blockchain explorer, something else we've talked about in other videos. For now, click OK, close. If you scroll back to the top of Aave's website, you'll now see a new section for your supplies that displays all the assets you are lending to the platform. This is also the place over time where I would see the interest earned applied to my principal. Because I've only been lending this for like 30 seconds, you don't see that here. But if you've been lending for a longer period of time, you would see interest accrued. This is where you go if you want to withdraw your assets when you are done lending them. So click withdraw. On the menu that opens, you have the option to withdraw, meaning simply take back your assets. And there's the option to withdraw and switch, which essentially means cash out in another token. For now, we're going to go with withdraw. You're going to enter the amount of tokens you want to withdraw. And for the purpose of this, I wanted to withdraw everything, so I just clicked that little max button and then continue. It prompts me to sign another transaction where you can see I am sending or reassigning ownership of my ABAS USDC back to Aave in order to receive my $1 deposit of USDC. The transaction goes through, and congratulations, that's how you lend your assets using a platform like Aave. While there are some small differences, almost every DeFi platform where you can lend assets looks a lot like this, and using one of them will help you build confidence when you use another one. We can talk about borrowing using the assets you supplied as collateral, or even using your receipt tokens to earn yield, in another video. For now, leave your questions in the comments.